With Tim Lawicki on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Tim, first off, thanks for doing this, because a function like this, I'm not sure if you're here for a bit of fun or if you're willing to talk a bit of business.
Well, I'm here. I'm literally Alan Thicke's date. That shows you how desperate my life has become, because if you see who he's married to, that doesn't really... I have no hope. No, well, nothing.
I went up to... The first person I saw was Alan Thicke, and I said, would you mind if he had a few minutes to chat? Because I spoke with him last year, and he said, I'm waiting to see Tim Lawicki. I have to see him first. So how do you guys know each other? Is it back from your L.A. days?
It is. So I knew him from hockey in L.A. when I was with the Kings. And about 20 years ago, when I first moved to L.A., he was one of the guys that kind of put his arm around me, and we've become great friends. And we spend holidays together, and our families are tight. And so I noticed, though, when I invite him to come up to Toronto, I see him during the summer. So does that mean there's something wrong with me, or is he smart?
Well, he must be smart. He's a Canadian.
He knows
what he's doing.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, because I've wanted to talk to you for a long time, and this is the first time we've ever met. And I've turned into a big fan of yours. And I have to admit, at first, when you came in all honesty, because you were very outspoken, I generally do not like people up at the top of the food chain being very outspoken, because I'm not a big fan of someone in your position being a face of a franchise. So it was nothing personal, but as I've come to know you through, you know, from interviews you've done and how outspoken you've been, I've come to really like you, because I like how forward you are and how honest you are. I mean, I take what you say at face value. Has anybody ever mentioned that to you?
Well, when I first came here, I was probably louder than I should have been, but there was a purpose and kind of a hope of trying to set forth a mission statement, get everyone to understand what we needed to do. Most of that was aimed internally, so we were using all of you to send a message to all of us. And I think one of the good things that's happened, if you look at the Raptors, for example, Masai's the guy. And I couldn't be happier and having more fun kind of fading behind Masai now and learning from him, being a sounding board for him, helping him with all the things he's going through. But the best thing that ever happened to the Raptors is now we got a guy front and center. So now with Shanny on the Leafs side, with Ryan Nelson at TFC and Tim B., the best thing for me is you probably have noticed you haven't heard from me lately, and that makes me happy. So it was hard because I had to set a tone, and at times there were things and there was an amount of noise that was probably more than Canadians and Toronto in particular were used to. But the good thing about our organization, we're smart enough to set a message and yell loud from the mountain. And we're also smart enough to get the heck out of the way when things are going well.
Well, I'll tell you, I've come to appreciate you more, not necessarily with the Raptors or with the Leafs or with the Toronto FC, but with the Blue Jays, because they've had success this year, and there still seems to be some negativity in the city of Toronto. And I think a lot of that comes from a lack of confidence. And I think that's over the years, having the Blue Jays be out of the playoffs for a long time, and the same can be said for the franchises that you now oversee. So I like the fact that somebody comes in and has a lot of confidence and is willing to show that confidence. And I think that's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, my best friend in Toronto is Paul Beeston. I love him. And I think this city's really lucky to have him. And I think at the end of the day, I would have great faith in this team. He is as smart a guy and as good a leader as I've ever been around. He knows this marketplace well. He knows hockey, basketball, and soccer probably better than I do. And what I find about him is he's refreshing, he's straightforward. For me, if I'm a Jays fan, and I am, this is my fourth game this year, I got to tell you, I have complete faith in where this team's going because of Paul B. I'd follow him anywhere.
So coming to this city and being new to the city, do you reach out to people like Paul Beeston and, you know, meet up with them and just have conversations with them? Like, one would think that would be in your benefit.
Well, when you go to Italy, you'd like to meet the Pope. So when you go to Toronto, you want to meet Paul B.
Absolutely. Tim, I can't thank you enough for this. Appreciate
Cheers.
It. And
nice
have a good night.
You. Thanks for forgiving me.